thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of the Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Levi's, Plow & Hearth, Adidas, Sephora, and Neiman Marcus. Stack sales on top of cash back and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. And it's easy to use. And you get your cash back sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers. And Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's Rakuten. Rakuten.com.
Wanna be the greatest of all time. Yeah, yeah. Wanna be the greatest of all time. Yeah, yeah. Wanna be the greatest of all time. The greatest, yeah.
Yo, what up, y'all? Welcome to another one, man. Sparking conversation, y'all. Y'all know how we do. What we spark and we conversate. And I just want to say thank you again to all the listeners out there that be downloading the audio version of the podcast. I know I open up every show just like that, giving thanks, because I think it's important. Because as we all know, people got other things they could do with their time, other people they could listen to, other people they could rock with. So I appreciate it for everybody that jump out there and they take a listen. Well, they even download it. So y'all downloading and you know what I'm saying? So it's really dope, man. I appreciate y'all for even checking your boy out. Also, I want to say shout out to all of y'all that have been reaching out to me about the business credit stuff. So the ebook is out there. The link is in the description of this video. It'll be in the description of this video. For those of you that are watching live, if y'all follow me on Facebook, boom, y'all will see it on my timeline for sure. But go out there and grab the ebook. It's free. You know what I'm saying? It's giving out information like we said. Yo, when we get something, we're going to pass it on. Because the one thing about it is that ain't no such thing as being on an island. Like, you ain't an island, yo. I mean, we understand we all want to be on an island all the time. But as an entrepreneur, yo, networking is your network. I'm just going to be honest with you. So sometimes you got to give information to receive it, you know. And don't be afraid to think that, you know, you giving somebody information is going to take away from what is for you. What's for you is for you. And nobody could take that away from you or none of that. Yeah, it's certain times when you're doing stuff that you don't need to be telling everybody. That's a given fact as well, too. But at the end of the day, when it comes to information and knowledge and there's certain things that you can share, you know what I mean? Why not? You know, if people asking you and you can share, you could put it in a form where, you know, everybody can consume it and it ain't, you know, ain't nothing too harsh or too long or too, you know. So, boom, it's out there for you. So, the credit ebook is out there. You guys go out there, check it out, download it. It's free, like I said, you know what I mean? And just see business credit versus personal credit and then the benefits of business credit, which is most important for all of y'all out here that's, you know, that's hustling like we are. You know what I mean? So, but, all right, so the sponsors of the show, all right, so today, you know, we added a new sponsor, you know what I mean, to the joint. So I got the Hydro. So this is a new brand, man. It's the Hydro brand of shisha for your hookahs, for your indoor, your mobile hookahs, or whatever you got, your indoor hookahs. I got mine lit tonight. So this is dope because their brand of shisha is nicotine-free, tobacco-free, all right? You know what I'm saying? So That's what we love the most. So we ain't sitting up here just smoking 30 packs of cigarettes and one hookah session and shit, y'all. You know what I'm saying? So we got that. And not only that, it's crazy the way that it looks. It's like mad moist too. So, you know, one bowl gonna last you a long time versus how, you know, when you go to the regular hookah spots. Yeah, it'd be all right, but it don't be like this. This is thick, it's moist. And right now I'm on that joint called Blue Raspberry, and it's lit, yo. So if y'all want to know more about them, just hit me up, yo. You know what I'm saying? I'll get y'all that information. The description will be in the link of the video too. So for all y'all that's the hookahs enthusiasts out there, y'all want to add some flavor to y'all joint, yo. I'm telling y'all, man. Holla at me, yo. And they even got the mini hookah set, so they sent them to me. So it's a whole box. It's a mini hookah set. Everything come in it, the whole thing. Hold on, let me see if I can show you. I don't really want to move it because of the cold and shit, because I'm mad clumsy. So if my joint catch on fire, it's y'all fault because I'm trying to show y'all this shit, yo. Well, I'm blaming all of y'all. I don't care what y'all say. I'm blaming everybody watching and listening. So it's a mini joint, you know what I'm saying? So they got those too. So I know a lot of y'all got the home joints. Y'all got these big joints because y'all want to act like y'all really in like India somewhere. Well, it's a little lot, man. You know what I'm saying? They got the little joints too for the people who just want to rock out with a few people and blow something. All right. So they're the new ones. So check I'm gonna put the link in the description so y'all can check out these flavors. You know what I'm saying? Y'all can hit me up personally and I can send some of y'all away. Like I said, I'm on that blue raspberry tonight. I got hydroponic peach they send. I got some called melon dew. You know what I'm saying? See if I can see y'all that. Bam. So love. Shout out to all the sponsors, man. I'll be rocking out with your boy Flixster. Shout out to y'all. Always Collective, where y'all can see CEO is mental. And what else? Oh, I just want to say that this week has been crazy. It's been a lot going on this week. It's been crazy stuff going on this week. It's been repeat stuff going on this week. Like people that have been messing up last week, messing up this week. I mean, or the week before. They just like continuing it. It's crazy. So, of course, I got the crew with me tonight. We're going to chop it up. We're going to talk about all of that. We're going to get into a few other things because what I need to do, I need to talk more about on the show is the content that we do. I know a lot of times for the people that follow me, they see it all, you know what I mean, and stuff like that. But then now I've been getting people saying, yo, Rob, why y'all don't really talk about your content like that? And I've been thinking about it, too, like, you know, the crew, you know, besides a few other people that we dabbing in, you know, in and out here and there, you know, the people that come on the show, they all be the people that be rocking with me in the content. So it kind of makes sense. It's just that, you know, every show we do, no, of course, we're not going to come up here and talk about that. But definitely, yeah, I should start talking about it more and at least letting y'all know when new content is dropping and, you know, where it's at, what it's about, how we feel and stuff like that. So we're going to talk a little bit about some of that tonight, too, as well. So I'm about to bring the crew in. Don't forget, check out the links in the description for all the sponsors. I mean, they out there. Y'all know how we do. Shout out to them. Y'all just got to make it out. Canva Kits is out there for all of the creatives and the designers out there. You make your own flyers or you make your own everything, man. Canva is the way to go. Of course, they got a free version. They have a paid version. But we have extensions that they don't even have on the paid version. So check them out, Canva Kits, check them out. Flixers, we talked about them, you know, 24-hour streaming service for all my content creators and people that's making film. Understand digital, everybody's movie theater is going to be right in their phone, right in their hand, you know, except for if you got an iPhone. Now, if you got an iPhone, my bad. I can't really, you know what I'm saying, speak to that because, you know, y'all right now, y'all need a charger. I know everybody who got an iPhone right now need a charger, so it's cool. It's all right, you know what I'm saying? Don't be mad at me, y'all. It's cool. I ain't tell y'all to buy that. You know what I mean? So anyway, I'm about to bring the crew up. I'm sure some of them got iPhones too, so they might say something, but it's all love, man. You know what I mean? So yo, I'm gonna bring them up, yo, so we can chop it up. All right. And yo, it's good, y'all.
You know what?
What up, Kev? Well, damn, all right, what up?
Where he at?
Y'all know I'm driving.
He driving.
It's a black screen. We can't even see anything.
You can't see me?
Oh, not at all.
Give me a second. You shall see me. But, you know, I got an iPhone, so you never know.
Right. You know, our cameras don't be working sometimes. But Androids too, though, right?
No, not at all. Androids be working fine, like, all the time, man. My bad, yo. I ain't mean to just get on here and just shit on y'all like that. I ain't know all of y'all was iPhone users. I kind of did, though, so.
You ain't
good. Hey, yeah,
it felt
personal. Yeah. What up, y'all? What's good, y'all? How y'all doing, whatever, y'all?
Thank you, Ra. On your own show.
We can't start off like that, y'all. Come on, man. Like, I just was saying, I ain't know, yo. It's okay, though. Mm-hmm. But look, how y'all doing, man? How y'all week been? Everybody good? Everybody had a good week?
Yes. I'm sorry. No, you're not Team Andrew. Yes, he. What the fuck? No. Get your iPhone immediately. Don't be like your baby daddy. Get your iPhone
there. Man, look. Ain't nobody. Look, listen, y'all. Listen. Nobody don't feel like having to have a charger in their pocket. You know, because like, think about it, y'all. We, in order for us to really have an iPhone as a man, we don't got all that. We got to have that shit in our pocket. Like, that's cool. That's one less thing we got to have in our pocket is a charger. Because y'all always looking for charger.
Have you ever seen me looking for a charger? I ain't ever asked nobody for a charger. I've been out with y'all for the whole night. I don't know.
I ain't never paid attention whether you had your joint plugged up on the side or nothing. Like, I ain't never paid attention. So
I haven't.
Yeah, I know iPhone users be looking for a charger, yo.
I just like my shit extra charged. That's it.
Right? Just right. Adding a little juice.
8:30 minutes, it's gonna black out on y'all, man. Word up.
Yeah.
Y'all right. Joint like a little alarm. Like, you know, if you hit snooze, y'all joint, that's how y'all batteries work.
Not too much.
All we be doing the most,
y'all. But look, I ain't gonna lie to y'all, man. Y'all know it's been a lot going on. I think Kev trying to get it together with his camera, yo. So he'll be back. You know what I mean? So we'll be all right. So it's been a lot going on this week, y'all. A whole lot. But first off, before we get into that, let me just say this, yo. So many people hit me about jury duty. Like it's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. They like, yo. Look, one person on YouTube left a comment talking about paranoid and looking over your back everywhere you go because, you know, that it's real. Like, we was joking. Like, we was really, but jury duty is so real, yo. It's so real out here, yo. So, yeah, I'm so glad we didn't go into depth about, you know, all that other stuff. I'm going to be honest with y'all, man, because, yeah. People was trying to bait it too. They was like, yo, why y'all ain't going to talk about it? Like, nah, I'm good. Yo. We chill. What are you talking about? No, yo. You about to give out the secrets or how nobody goes?
Nobody goes to jury duty. Right. I've been escaping for 22 years. I'm mad I got hemmed up.
Right. And I'm saying to myself, like, why? Look, we can't even give y'all that because most of y'all probably already know. But at the same time, we can't solidify it. It's just certain things that ain't worth it. I get it, but it ain't worth it. But boy, I'm telling y'all. So there you go. What up, Shane?
What up? What up?
All right.
This so man can be in a rocket ship on the way to the moon, and he gonna find his way on this goddamn stream. That's all right.
Yo, son, show up, yo. You know what I mean? Hey, yo, that's dope. You know what I mean? People show up. You know, and it's all love. And y'all guys are y'all pretty consistent with everything y'all do, man. So shout out to y'all, man. So while we even talking about that, yo, so let's talk a little bit about a couple of things, man. Like, let's talk about the content a little bit because I think it's only right that we talk about it sometimes. We don't ever talk about it on here.
Yeah, we supposed to do a playback, like show the videos. And
you know what? We could do that, yo, tonight, yo. Like, we could do that. Like, okay. I could play some joints tonight.
That's all, yeah, we could do it.
And you know what I'm saying? And we could kind of get it. The only thing is that I just want to tell the people out there that download the audio version. Of course, you'll only be able to hear it. But if you guys follow us, you'll be able to go see the clips yourself. Team Collective TV on YouTube. Just go there and you'll be able to see what we're showing. But some things I may show that may be a little exclusive that ain't out yet. Just to give people like a sneak peek of what's coming. You know what I'm saying? Because we got so much. It's like, it's so much that's in the clip. I mean, so many. And I like when I drop one and then, yo, somebody's like, yo, I forgot about that one. Yep, I know.
Oh, yeah.
I ain't forget, y'all. I got the joints lined up, yo. Like, ooh, they just like, you know, like when people run out of bullets and I just keep shooting. Like, oh, you done? Oh, my God, you're out of here. That's how it is. Yo. I promise y'all, man, clip is loaded. So before we show anything, I just want to get y'all opinion on something, man, when it comes to this content creation thing, yo. I know I asked y'all this personally, individually, but I think it's a good conversation for the people. You know what I'm saying? So how do y'all feel about doing content like this? Because you got to kind of think about it, like in the sense of it being skits, because that's what we do. Like, of course, I've done a series, short films, all those different things too as well, but the majority of the content is skit. So how do y'all feel about doing them? Did y'all ever think y'all ever be doing them? Was it something that y'all wanted to do but just didn't know, you know, how it was going to work out? You know what I mean? What y'all think, yo? Any of y'all can jump in.
I never thought I would be doing it, honestly. I was like, this is not my thing. Like, never dreamed about it, never secretly wanted to do it. It was being in front of the cameras, not for me. But now, man, I can't imagine not doing it. This shit is lit. I love it.
Dope, yeah. Facts. That's so dope.
I don't know. I don't know. Like, people always told me I should have been on somebody's TV screen. So, my God. No, I'm a little dramatic. You know, I don't think I'm funny. So I thought it was quite, you know, interesting to see other people that think I'm kind of funny. So, I mean, outside of that, it's not, I don't know, it's like Mika said, I can't find myself not doing it. Like, I don't know, because I watched some Tubi. Let me tell you, I've been watching Tubi since like 2015, 2016. So, early since, you know, really engaging Tubi, I was like, you know what, I can see myself doing this. And then, you know, you got Whose Line Is It, when they do, you know. I'm an artistic chick. I love everything RCI, you know, used to dance. Not like stripping, y'all, but I'm talking actually Dolly Martin. Like, I went to an art school type shit. So my life.
Let them know.
You gotta clarify. You know how it goes.
So my life was real, you know, artsy. So like to actually, I don't know, like be, I don't know, like, I knew one day, I ain't even gonna lie, I was like, one day I'm gonna be on somebody's screen. They will see me acting a fucking fool, nigga, be like, I want her.
All right, that's what's up, y'all. Well, good, man. Shit, I'm glad, you know, it wound up on this side, yo, for real, man. What you got? Well, how you feel, Kev?
Hopefully my connection stays strong. You know, I done made it back to the country. But, you know, first I want to say thank you for having a platform, for allowing us to be a part of that platform. You know, inviting us in and trusting in the talent of the people around you. A lot of time, man, people only build it for themselves. But the fact that you always, I mean, it's a team collective for a reason. You know what I'm saying? So shout out to you. Shout out to everybody that comes out, the first timers who end up sticking around. You know what I'm saying? And for me, it allowed me to pick up something that I thought I would not do anymore, which would be entertaining people. Like, I was like, nah, I'm just going to work a 9-to-5, man, and just keep my head down. So, not even sure if y'all can hear all of that, but that's what I got.
No, we heard you. Now, your connection going strong, man. Okay. The country, yeah, they lit for us right now. They knew you were saying something important. They was gonna let you get that through, y'all. But I'm gonna be honest, you know, like for me, just as a creative myself, to be honest, I never thought that I would be doing them. I think what happened with me was, like, I always thought that I would be directing something, like, because I direct all our music videos back in the day, as far as like when I was in the group and stuff and doing all that other stuff. Like, we have a bunch of like short film, music videos, all kind of shit, yo. It's like, it's a lot of content out there on that channel, and I've always done that, but I don't know, the acting thing, though, it was like, yo, being in front of the camera and the acting thing, I just never thought, like, although I always envisioned, I just didn't think that I would do it, you know what I mean? Like, I always thought that was somebody else's strong point. I would just be supportive if I can, or behind the scenes on cameras and stuff and shit. But that fucking, COVID, that shit, or my bad, we can't say that no more. So the pandemic, let me just say
I thought you said shit. I'm like, we can't say shit.
No. And if I did say that, you just said it twice. Like, yo, shit, you can't say shit. Like, yeah, like double shit, man. Like, so I'm glad I didn't say that. Yeah. But no. The pandemic is what really turned me up, yo, because we couldn't do nothing. I couldn't do no shows. Like, then it was crazy too, because I was right before the pandemic, I had all these bookings lined up for just for performances. So it was about to be lit. And then boom, the pandemic happened and all that shut down. So I almost, man, look, I just could not do nothing, yo. Like, I couldn't, yo. And then I bought a camera, yo. I bought a little $99 camera. I ain't gonna lie. I got it off Amazon. I bought some little lights. And I've been rolling ever since, yo. And then I just been adding on to it. You know what I mean? So I love it, yo. I'm gonna be honest with y'all. Some of the shit I be thinking about, and then by the time I bring it to y'all, and then y'all just
we'll make it no better.
No, because it's like, yo, well, and then y'all all say this. So what's my base? What's my base? I was like, all right, bet. So you do this, you that, and then you cover. He's like, all right, that's it. And it's just like, okay, all right, bet. I got it. Let's go. And then we go. And then we roll one tape. And it was like, CJ, because even when we did the joint with the with you and the Ooblifter, like, it was crazy. He was like, well, dude, I'm like, I don't know. Like, you know, you fourth grade teacher. You know what I'm saying? Or you know, you back. She like, what? Okay, I got it. It went crazy. Yo, and the way that it was so crazy. And then Tamika, you don't even drink, and you play drunk roles like
a pro,
right?
Like a real pro, and you don't drink alcohol. Like, yo, it's the weirdest thing to me. Like, yo, you really got the drunk thing down. Like, you must got mad people in your family that be getting.
You
see, lit,
well,
yo.
You met my sister just recently, so drunk people are in my life. Oh, everywhere. So I just imitate them.
And you did. You got it down, Pat. Let me tell you, yo, because that joint you did. And then you know, what's so dope about everything that we do is almost like nobody gets offended, because even your first one, Tamika, I had you play somebody that wasn't quite bright. You know what I'm saying? At all. Like, at all. Like, you know what I'm saying?
At all. Bitch was stupid.
Yeah. But you, boom. Like, knocked it right out the park. And it's your first one. So it's like, I don't know, man. Sometimes I just feel like really privileged to be in this position, man, to even be at this level, because all of y'all, man, at some point, y'all out of here, man. Other people, the more keep going and the more we keep, you know what I'm saying, rocking and rolling and shit like that, it's going to bring awareness to what we're doing, but it's also going to make other people want to reach out and get y'all in some stuff, man, and get to work. And that's the goal. That's the goal. Like, for y'all, for other people, like casting directors and all these other people, to see y'all and be like, yo, I want to offer y'all something, or have y'all read for something or whatever. You know what I mean? Because that's the goal, yo. Like, yo, I ain't selfish. Like, I want everybody to win. And that's the whole point about it. You know what I mean? I want everybody to win. So I want y'all to know, man, people paying attention. So y'all know how it go. Next thing y'all know, I've seen y'all be like, yo, y'all, who coming? I can't. I'm going to be over here in Canada. I'm shooting.
Okay.
Julius 32 and shit, yo. I'm like, what?
I got all this weekend.
I'm like, all right, cool, yo. Y'all can't. I no more skits for y'all. I get it. But I'm going to keep asking, like y'all ain't busy and shit. I'm like, yo.
That's all good.
Look,
you
know, I'm going to keep y'all in the group chat and everything. Y'all. Listen, y'all have been to the Oscars and everything. I'm gonna be in there still talking about who coming Saturday, y'all. Call time, 5 o'clock, yo. Yo, I got some chicken, yo. I got some chicken for y'all. Y'all making millions of dollars.
I'm coming for the chicken.
Look, y'all making millions of dollars. I'm gonna be like, yo, I got chicken, yo. Y'all gotta come, man. Yo, word. I know y'all own farms now, but I got chicken. Y'all come on. Because I know when y'all get money, I know all y'all. Boy, what? Listen, CJ, I know you're going to have a farm. Tamika, I know y'all going to have a farm. And then Kev,
yeah.
I think you're going to have a hotel. Kev's going to be owning hotels.
You already know.
Kev's going to be owning hotels on the beach. He's going to be on the boardwalk. He's going to be owning like resorts and shit.
Yeah, you know what? That makes sense.
Yeah, we'll just come vacation over there at his spot.
Yeah, okay, yeah. Look, just, you know, call my people.
Yeah, have my people call your people.
And my people.
Look, I'm going to add your people in the group chat.
Yeah, please do.
Yo, tell Cam we filming on Saturday, yo. It's good. Why, yo? Because, shit, yo, I see it, man. Everybody going to get their shots, man. I think it's going to be dope, man, and just stay consistent. So, I'm going to go. I want to ask y'all this, too, man. Like, how is the people around y'all, how are they taking the content that y'all share? Like, you know, your friends or family or whatever. How do they look at the content that y'all share? Now, before y'all speak, I'm gonna say this about me, because a lot of people look down on it for me. Not the people that know me, like on the outside, they love it. But like, if you kind of think about it, like from people from the inside, that you would expect more so to kind of really be like, yo, this is dope that you are, you know, consistently putting out, you know, content or whatever. It ain't the same thing. It's not always reciprocated the same way for me. I have to motivate myself. You know what I mean? So I'm asking y'all, like, how are the people receiving it from y'all whenever y'all are, you know, sharing y'all content that y'all doing with the people that y'all feel like is closest to y'all?
My people love it. They love it. They always ask me to send them more clips. So I send them mine. I send them other people's. Like, they just like the content. So... And they're just as surprised as me that I'm doing it. So, and they're like, you look so natural doing it. Like, how did you learn to do this? And I'm like, I don't know.
Yo, because you be killing. Oh, man, you be killing Vernon. Yo, this this last one we did, yo. Oh, man, yo. Vernon couldn't even say nothing, CJ. Like, yo, he couldn't get one word out. He didn't say one word the whole
time. Damn.
How's that possible?
Right.
I'm so mad.
She killed him. All he could do was stuff like this. He was like, and look, me and Tamika were just talking about him like he wasn't there. It was one of the therapy going. Oh man, it was one of the therapy.
Roll the clip. Yeah. Roll the clip.
Yeah.
I got some.
I didn't finish editing that one yet. So what I probably will do. This is what I probably do for that. Like now on the show, I'm gonna air a different one. Well, a couple other ones, but when I get it, I'm just going to share it with y'all. I'm going to put it in the group chat for y'all. You know what I'm saying? So y'all can see that. Yo, the guy couldn't say a thing. Like, he, not one word, y'all. The whole skit.
Yo, that shit was hilarious. And I called him a jive-ass turkey.
All kind of stuff. Like, you know what I mean? Just everything. And for the first time, well, maybe the second time, I broke character. I got right to the end.
Man. Oh, I gotta see that. You gotta send
it. I had to let it go, yo, because it was crazy, yo. It was crazy, yo. Yeah, but I love it, man. Like, yo, it's some joints, yo. We got some joints, yo. I ain't gonna front, yo. We got some joints. All right, let me see. I'm gonna find one. I'm gonna show it. And then so for the people that's watching, I'm gonna show something that's not released right now, and then and just see what y'all think, man. Because you know, at the end of the day, they all come in regardless if you like it or not. I'm sorry, I'm just saying, I would rather y'all do. But let's see. No. I'm gonna show y'all something that's out already, because some of this stuff I think,
hit them with something that's already out, bro.
One of
them classics.
You know? I need to hit y'all with something, you know what I'm saying, that's going to get y'all to understand where we come from out here in the streets, y'all. The people like that's on here.
Freaking story. So, yeah, this is going to be
fun. And that's the thing. It'd be so crazy like that, yo. So, let's see, yo. I got so many. So, all right. So, this Uno joint, let me do.
Oh, yeah.
Let me do the first Uno joint. I'm gonna do the first.
How y'all play, man? What's the rules first before we get going?
First of all, man, I'm glad you invited me up here, man, because you know, y'all don't really know how to play this game up here. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So I'm about to show you how we play. Yeah. Just play, you know what I'm saying? And we'll teach you as we go.
Mm-hmm. I don't need y'all to teach me. I just don't want y'all to cheat me.
Cheap? Nah, man. It don't cheap. No, cheap man. It's Uno, man.
Man, but go ahead. It's man, Uno, man. You, man.
Only yeah, kid man. Is cheap. You right, know what I'm saying?
On, you
know what I'm saying?
Let's go.
Nah, that's all I need to go to the left. You know what I'm saying?
Who?
Ball,
he
ball dealt. Head first.
He dealt.
I dealt.
Ball on, head man. First. On you. All right, there we go. All right, you know what? You know what? You know what? Hey, hey, hey. So I made you draw that four last game. Now, hey, draw 16. Draw 16. How about that?
What?
How about that? Let me get these draw twos out. You're going to draw all these draw twos right here. You know what I'm saying? No, my bad. Draw eight.
Mm-hmm. So you went from 16 to 8?
16 to 8. Because I ain't have a four. Draw two, lay them all like that. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, yo, that's right. All right. Well, hold on, man.
And how you doing?
Yo, I had 2.6,
yeah.
Man, I don't know about this, man.
That's right. You're going to keep drawing all night. Coming back to you, too. Coming back.
Okay, I got you.
You know what I mean?
It's my play, yo.
Let's go.
It's my play.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Plus 8.
What?
Is 12.
But you can't. What the fuck? You can't.
But
you got different colors.
What is this?
You got different colors.
Okay. Are you doing multiplication?
You know what?
What are you doing?
I think you're doing multiplication. You know what I'm saying? Well, all right. So since we're doing 4 + 5 = 9, then you know what I'm saying? Let's go. But see, all mine the same.
I know, like Uno.
But no, all mine the same colors. So I get to go again. Skip you. And him, you know what I'm saying? Reverse back to me, reverse again back to me because I'm sexy. Reverse again, and now y'all can go because I said so. How about that?
Oh, but then who goes?
Damn. Eeny, meeny, miny, go. You know what I'm saying?
That is one of my favorites because I was genuinely shocked. Like, my face. That was real. I was like, what the fuck did he do?
Yo, Paul be going crazy, man. He doing the most, yo. And it's like, yo, what can you do? Like, what can you do? It's so hard not to break character, yo.
It do. It be hard. How many takes did it take for you guys to do that?
One. No, we did that one in a couple of takes because remember that girl was being mad loud and crazy.
Oh, yeah, we had to film that one twice. Oh, man, I had to be kind of, well, anyway, we laughed. Yeah. So,
that's the time I didn't come. Oh, yeah, I heard.
Yeah, I wasn't there neither, so I'm with you.
Nah, y'all too. Right.
That night was crazy.
That night was crazy, man. Shorty was wild. Extra wildin' with a capital W, yo. Word up.
Oh, but her.
You know what? We laugh. Yeah. All right, so let's do
next order of business.
All right, so oop, flip them. So since we in this space, all right, so then I did that one go wrong. So this one is a recent one. We're going to do the Ooblifter because I need y'all to get that one, man. This one is crazy. This is the one with CJ. And then we're going to get one on the cab, you know, because you got to do it like that, you know?
Hey, how we doing?
I'm fine.
All right. You sure? Yes.
No. You know what? No, yeah. I'm not fine. You don't know what grind my is?
Yeah, what's up?
When people talk shit about you, don't even know you. This bitch gonna sit here and gonna tell me something I wasn't gonna be nothing in life. Bitch, you don't even know me. You don't even know me, whole T. The last time you met me was over 20 years ago. Bitch, who is you?
Wow.
I don't be understanding. But everybody always got something to say. And it be social media. Well, people fail to realize that social media is not real. It's an illusion.
Right. And so, where you...
And then she gonna sit here and fucking say, oh, I just reached out to be fit. Bitch, you weren't even trying to be nice.
Okay,
so that's my problem. You know how when people try to be funny,
right?
And they trying to come at you all nice, but they really been nice, nasty.
Right.
I don't like that shit. You gonna try to be snarky? Like, don't try to be snarky with me.
Last time I checked,
I beat your ass. Last time I checked, I beat your ass.
You said with Greg, though, right? Okay, right. So we on our way. So we on our way to Liz.
You know what? We on our way to her motherfucking house. Take me there. I got the fucking address. Cause one thing she feel the rise that she been living there all her life. Baby, I still know where you live at.
I still know where you live at. Take me there. Take me to her house. You know what? I'm going to send you the other address because we're not going to the first address. We're going to go to this address.
But the address is already in.
No, I don't care. I don't care how much you need. How much you need? Because we're going. Oh, matter of fact, I'm not about to pay you. You as a black man should understand for a black sister that when I need to handle business, I need to handle business. Then go take me. Go take
that,
come
that,
on, let's
it's
go.
Not really about that. Let's it's go. Just that, you know, sir, you sound like sir, you want to go hurt your fourth grade teacher. And I'm like, you know, you did say it was like 24 years ago. So like, you know what I mean? Like, I'm just trying to.
Well, know, first of all, I was minding my business. I was minding my business. She came and she hit me. She hit me in a DM.
Okay.
What? I was minding my business. Now, since she woke the beast about to go end her ass. Let's go. Let's take it. Come on. Let's go. Okay. I already sent it to you. Come on.
You sure it's a good idea?
Yeah, you dang right. You know what? I'm not even going to go there and beat her ass. I'm going to go there and I'm going to shoot this bitch. That's what I'm going to do. Because I should have shot her ass when I was in fucking fourth grade. But I didn't. I tried to spare. So now go take me to her house. Let's go.
Yo, you got real, real, real issues, yo. Like,
yo, that shit is classic.
First tape.
That shit will forever be classic.
But you know what, yo? I can't even be mad. Like, it was so expected. I asked you too. Hey, yo, you got. You're like, yeah. All right, cool. Like, we already there. Yo, that joint classic, man.
Yes, I love that.
I don't even know, man. Like, yo, that joint classic, yo. That joint classic, yo. I don't know. It's a lot that we could say about a lot of these joints, yo. But that joint classic, yo. All right, so
yeah.
I'm going to find another one, man. Let's go find another one, yo. Let's see. I got one with Kev. I got to get that joint with Kev. Because Kev, you, when y'all did the, let me see. Y'all did the joint. You know, I was thinking too, y'all think about skits sometimes, like, or ideas for them and shit like that? Do they ever cross y'all mind and shit like that?
Yeah, I ain't even gonna hold you. In real life, I'm a funny motherfucker. Me and my husband be running down skits. We was like, man, one day we make our own little production. Man, we so funny niggas. But you gotta understand, we some line crossers. So that's what the basis of our shit be off of, because we some habitual line crossers. You know how sensitive society is nowadays, and the jokes that we used to make, we can't make no more yet. We gonna bring them jokes back. So them, that's the type of skits that we be, you know, but I know images for everything for people. See, me, I don't give a fuck, but I can't bring it to somebody else's shit. You see what I'm saying? Because people can view it differently. So, but yeah, I'm a shit. I be thinking all type of skits. That shit be funny as hell.
Yo, when y'all gonna do them, yo? Like, oh, I mean, you might not. Okay, so I understand that the iPhone might be an issue. You know what I'm saying? But like,
you know what?
Nah, I'm just playing. Really? I'm just playing. But look, I'm just saying though, yo, y'all should do them though, man. Like, yo, look, man, just do them, man.
But see, the reason why we can't do them is because you know how you tell a joke and the joke be so damn funny, it's no way you can finish. Like, it's just too hard for you to finish it. Like, when this shit is too funny, like, I'm not gonna be able to stay in curse a lot. Like, I can't do it. Cause it's like, it be the jokes that we be having, this shit be so funny. I just know I could not execute it. I'm sorry. Like, I have like, if people are like, I don't know, but it wouldn't be
y'all
something.
Y'all probably could do it. But they'd probably do it like a couple of takes, like, go through it a couple times. That way, the initial what makes it funny will be out the way, then y'all can just execute it on that last one. You know what I mean? Where, you know,
but y'all should do it, man. Do it work,
cause yeah, because you got to think about it. When it's really the funniest is when you first get the joke. Like when you first say it, it's the funniest. Then you do it again. Now you setting it up, and you know how to expect it. So then you could kind of like. You know what I mean? It's a little exercise, but it's something that could help. The only thing that makes it look easy for us is because we do it in one take. Now, you know, I don't know how to really explain that. You know what I mean? So all I can say is that when it comes to some joints that we precede is already funny, yeah, we might have to go through it a couple times, get the initial thing out the way, and then be able to really make a shake on that last one is, or something like that. But I mean, it's worth a try. I mean,
for me, I think the ones that when we can't do a first take is because you're giving us the ability to like be ourselves. Like, I be chilling, but you know, I be lit as shit. Like, I respond to, you know, sometimes. So I don't know. Like, it's just, I'm from DC. We a curse. So I don't know. We just, it's just shit in us. We can just go from acting this way to that way. So I don't know. You give us the ability to be us. So when you do that, it's like, shit, all right, this shit easy. Especially the little psycho joint. I can't wait till our psychotherapy joint come out, because that shit was funny.
Yo, what? Yo, listen.
And Vernon, when I went Vernon, they all gave me my props. I said, hold the fuck up.
Yeah, that was, and you know, that's the joint. It's like I'm saying, man, it's a lot of content, yo, that I'm telling you, man. If people really start consuming and paying attention to what we're doing, yo, I'm telling you, man, they're gonna be impressed, man. I think they'll get it. The more they start to pay attention to what we're doing, I think they'll get it, man. Because even in the arguments, yo, things, it be really stuff that people be stupid, really arguing over stupid shit. And it don't make sense. And we be making fun of all that. So if you kind of think about it, yo, the more people start paying attention to what we're doing, the more they're gonna really get it, man. I promise, yo, it's gonna change, yo, because I'm gonna tell you. These joints be, and then with y'all, you know what's so easy too? It's like, even though I kind of feed it to y'all, y'all take it and run with it past my imagination, though. Like, because I can only, I give it to y'all when, based on what I see, but then when y'all take it and execute it, it just gives me so much, like, it just gives it more. So I'm just thankful for that y'all even allow yourselves to be in a position where y'all just become a character. Because even if it is y'all or saying like, you know, this is me, I got shit in me, it's different when you projecting it purposely outside of your regular character. Like, you know what I mean? Like, purposely. Because if people watched y'all and see y'all in person, like, they probably wouldn't even think that y'all was approachable or like... You know, like, if they just looked at y'all, like, in public.
My RP, like, face real.
You know what I mean? And y'all regular, you know what I'm saying? Just every day. They would not know. Just by looking at y'all, they would never be able to tell that.
Sure.
And I think that's the dopest shit about it. Because although y'all got mad shit in y'all, y'all ain't walking around trying to hurt your fourth grade teacher and... Ubers to, you know what I mean? But the thing is, though, y'all are able to pull this out as if, because you know what's funny? My cousins was here that time we did that.
Oh,
but,
yeah.
But look, they was over there having to talk to each other about the role. Like, all right, so look, you're going to use it when you will. You're going to see your man or something. I was bugging, yo.
Don't come.
I was bugging. I was like, yeah, y'all work that out, yo.
Well, at least they planned it, though. You know, it was no argument.
But I
no
like that,
shit.
Though, right? Yeah. Because, you know, at least they worked it out. But for me, I'd have been like, yo, ma'am, you don't sit down somewhere, yo. You acting. Don't get over here, yeah.
It's all
playing
acting.
With me, yo. Yeah. Yo. I gotta do all that. But, all right, yo, I'm going to play this 21 stick-up joint, yo. This one in Cab. This me and Cab on this joint, yo. And this joint was crazy because he had no idea. He was in trouble. Let me see.
Oh, hey man, listen. I know you like to call me over here because you know I'm your boy.
Yeah.
But you also know, man, I can't take it easy on you, man, on this paper, yo. I'm not gonna take your money, man.
You really hit it, don't you? But, you know, confidence is a good thing, man.
Hey, man,
confidence is a good thing.
Hey, listen, I'm glad you feel the way you feel, bro.
Yeah.
So, but I got my homegirl coming through in a minute, man. You know what I'm saying? So I hope you're all right with that. Because you need an audience watching me take your money, man.
I mean, somebody got to witness this, man. Somebody got to dry your tears, brother. Somebody got to dry your tears.
Go ahead, man. That's how I feel, man.
Okay.
Yeah, that's how right there, yo. Hey, come here. So, look, man. Don't be upset, me, all right? Because you know how this goes. You my boy.
Right.
But this is what it is, man.
You hey, asked me to come up.
What up, y'all? Yo, this is my homegirl, Cola. Yo, this is my boy, Kev, y'all.
How you doing,
Cola? How you? Alright, so look, I'm about to take your money real quick, so just chill out real quick and just watch this. Okay. Watch this massacre, alright?
Yeah. If you're gonna learn from somebody, man.
Well, if you wanna learn how to take a L, this is the perfect person you just met on the day. Well, so alright, man, you sure? This is what you got out here, yo.
Yeah, I mean, come on, I've been doing this my whole life.
Alright, so this is the bet.
Yeah.
You sure you ready?
Yeah.
Alright, cool. I don't know. You sure? This is the money you got. You sure? You don't need one?
Yeah, Kroger. You know what? Nah, I'm good, right? I'm good right here.
You gonna stay right there?
I'm gonna stay right here.
You sure you gonna stay right there? Mm-hmm. Are you sure you gonna stay right there?
Positive.
Are you sure?
Positive.
Huh?
I
wanna
play.
Play what?
Come on, man. You don't know how to play.
This
chill, chill, chill.
This ain't something you just play. This ain't shoots and ladders.
I can learn how to play.
This ain't a school. We don't teach.
Look, I'm just saying. I don't want you because we gonna be playing for money and all that. He just met you. You know what I'm saying? I don't want
him. I don't want credit.
And plus,
I got money.
Huh?
Yeah, what?
I got money.
Oh damn.
Yeah, so you could play. Yeah, absolutely. Go ahead and give her in this hand, right?
Hold on. I just thought you said this was a man's game a few seconds ago.
Oh, no. Equal opportunity. Anybody can get it, you know. You can't spell man without woman. Maybe.
You sure?
I don't know.
Dylan, you ready? Hey, Antoine, you sure?
Right, so the game is Blackjack, 21.
Can't spell man sure. without woman.
You
already got a bet out there.
Oh, yeah,
so
you have to put a little bit
of money. That's what you're trying to do. Oh, wow. That's how you started?
You put some change out there.
Okay. I mean, well, all right. She put some change up there.
Yeah. Remember, right, I don't know how to vote, so I mean.
Okay.
Yeah,
so look, all right, so you ready? You gotta flip your cards over. Did you see how much you had? You flipped over? All right, flip your cards over. Oh.
did you shuffle?
I did shuffle, yo. I shuffled very well. I've been shuffling the whole time. Oh, wow. Yeah, you won, yo.
I would have took a hit if that
that's your money, yo. That's your money.
Okay.
Yeah, beginner's luck.
Yeah, that's all it is, man. You know
what I'm saying? Table,
you know what I'm saying? She didn't even know she won. It's lucky you around people that's trustworthy. You know what I'm saying?
You know
what I mean? We ain't gonna cheat you like that. Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but getting in is a little
now,
bit.
Now, you ready now?
Mm-hmm.
All right, so. What's that? All right, so she got the hang of it now. Okay. You know what I mean? All right. All right, cool. Oh, wow. Okay. Big money. Okay, big money, yo. Like that. All right, cool. You need a hit?
No, I'm good.
You need a hit? You do?
I don't really know what I need.
Oh, you want to stay there?
No, let her take a hit. Give her what, you know. She knows
what
she's
doing. Nah, we're going to let her stay right there because she don't know. She don't need a hit, man. Come on, man. I don't need a hit either. Y'all ready? Some money on the table.
Yeah, so sometimes you learn by losing.
Yeah, so what's up, yo? Ha ha! I can't beat that. Oh,
what you talking about?
It ain't not.
Fucking silence for me.
I won?
Yeah, man, we won, y'all, man. I don't know what's going on.
And you,
thank you.
Yeah, man.
She wanted to hit, but you ain't let her.
What, man? Because I didn't know she didn't know what a hit was, man. She don't know how to play. Like, I ain't want to cheat her. But, like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. You know what? I'm all in, man.
All in?
I'm all in, man. I'm not about to keep, you know, playing around.
Yeah, man, I'm all in, too.
Playing these names, you know. It's about the same.
You talk about dealing cards real quick.
Transportation, you know.
Hey, yo,
we on
hey, so do anybody need a hit? You need a hit? You need a hit?
I don't need it.
Nah. She don't need
do you hit. Need a hit?
Yeah, she know what she's doing. She don't need no hit.
I need a hit.
I don't know what I'm doing.
I need a hit. Ooh. Yeah. All right, ready. Y'all ready?
Yeah.
This is it. This is it, yo. This is, y'all ready?
Oh, yeah.
You sure you ready?
Yeah.
All right. Bam. Ha! I need all that right there. Yo.
What's wrong?
You look stressed out.
That was my rent money.
I won again?
Yeah, man. You.
Seriously. Like, I won again.
Yeah, man. You won
again. Wow. Thank you.
crazy. You the one that said that she should play.
You the one that brought her here, man.
Yeah, but I didn't bring her here to play the cards. I told her no.
Okay, okay. It's okay. It's all cool. I got my designer frames, my phone. Those, we always bet it back.
Those are mine, so you can't bet my shades. And look, man, I'm not. I don't have anything to bet. That was it. Right?
You don't have it.
Don't take cash.
All right. Man, don't be like that, Kev, man.
I don't know why, but now that I see it, I think I got hustled.
Yeah, you did.
Maybe. I think so. I don't know. Yeah.
They did you
it
that.
It looked like it, though. It looked like it. It looked like
yeah,
it.
Yeah, pretty much.
My feelings was hurt, man.
We can tell.
And y'all, but shoot, man, the one I got burning, and you know it's so stupid? Because, see, I got burning, too, with blind cards. And then he tried to get Tamika to come. I got a part two with him and Tamika. He tried to go get Tamika and bring her. He had a whole pep talk with her outside. You was there. Yeah,
I was there.
Cam?
Yeah, I was there. Yeah.
Wait, yo, when I dropped that one, oh, all man, right. It's going to be classic, yo. For real. But, yo, for real, man, like I said, man, I love doing them, man. Like, I love doing them, man. It's just, I don't know. It's crazy. It's crazy because, you know, I be thinking shit in my head, and then when I actually see it on camera, it be way better than what I thought about because I can't think of everything y'all going to say.
Yeah, I think that's
one of the things. You don't know what we're going to say.
Yeah. I think that's one of the things is, like, you capturing natural, true reactions to stuff, and then we still got to kind of remember, like, don't break character. You know what I'm saying? Because it'd be some stuff you'd be like, wait, what? Oh my God. You know what I'm saying?
Yo, especially when y'all did the three heartbeat joint.
Yo.
And fam said I looked like I was about to train an amateur boxer.
Yeah, that shit was funny.
It was no way I knew that was coming.
Right.
And I had to hold that. Like, but Paul was on the camera. He laughing. It's on camera. I'm like, yo, son, you gotta relax, yo. Matter of fact, let me play that three heartbeat joint. Man. I don't know, man. I feel like playing that three heartbeat joint. Y'all. That joint was crazy. Y'all boys wild out on that one, man. For real.
And look, Kelvin is hilarious.
Kelvin is a fool, man. For real, man.
Whole fool with it.
Yo, and he be so serious, yo. Like I love it, man. I love when that dude come on set, man. For real. Let me see. Where is it at? I just saw it too. I like that one. I like all the tarot joints. All right, let's see. Let's see what we got here, yo.
Man, what the fuck?
Yo, what up, fam?
Yo, what up?
What's going on, yo?
Man, I can't call it. You know.
What you got on,
yo? You know how I do. Come through, killing them. Undertaker. You know what I'm saying?
We going to the club, yo.
We are.
You ain't get the memo? No, it looks like we're going to church. Come here, yo. What's going on?
Hey,
what the fuck? What's going on with you?
What did you have?
Why y'all look like y'all going to choir practice?
Why do you look like you about to train an amateur boxer?
Oh my God, you got on the same outfit? How y'all fucking imagine the outfit?
My boy.
Hey, what's good, baby? Yes, you in the email?
Man, whatever, y'all. Is this the all black party we going to? Like, what the fuck? Y'all ain't telling me none of this, man.
Well, actually, we were thinking about getting the group back together.
Yeah. Check this out. Oh, you want to get a little bit?
Let's
get a little bit.
Let's go.
A one, two, three.
And
Yeah. Hold on. That's why we broke up right now,
y'all. Come on.
What you mean? That's why we broke up.
You never. I was like your kid.
You want to be Ralph? You got to be Johnny.
Three heartbeats. Give me a second. Bring it down, man. And you sound like your stomach hurt. All right. So look, check this out. I'm not going with y'all.
There's no way. There's no way we're gonna look like a quintuplet. I'm not going.
No, no, no. Man. Listen.
Why y'all got on the same vest? Like, how y'all put on the same?
Menage a trois.
Hey.
That was our group.
Hey.
That was the name of the group.
Man and Joe Three.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying?
Well, we not about to look like what we doing is a whole sex camp. We not
no, doing picture. Menage a trois.
Oh, that's
you see what I'm saying?
Dope.
You see what I'm saying?
Yo, matter of fact, bro, I'm to still open. Let's go hook you
up. Come on, let's get you a bet.
Come on, let's go. Let's
go. You know what? I got mine.
You got your up, bro. Well,
let's go.
These dudes wanted to go get me a vest. Like, yo, oh, yeah. And you know, I made that one up on the spot because they really showed up like that.
How yeah. I want to say, how did you get everybody to wear the same thing?
Yeah,
listen, no, they went to work like that. They was all day at work like that. They came in like that. I was like, what's wrong with y'all?
Wow. Listen. Yeah. Oh yeah, wow.
Yo,
yeah,
so CJ, when they walked in, I was like, what's wrong with y'all? Y'all had a funeral today? They put my no. We had to do this at work. Mm-hmm. I was like, for real?
It's and like everybody commented on it. Like, yo, why y'all dressed like?
Yeah. Everybody said, we were like, what's wrong with y'all? I was like, you know what? I'm about to use that. Don't even change y'all clothes yet. Y'all keep that on. I did that a meet. That one was completely not planned at all.
Yeah.
Completely not planned at all. I had no idea that was not part of it at all. That's why we only got one of those, because I would have never thought that, you know, how I'm going to get all y'all to have the same vest. Like,
right.
How y'all get the same vest? Like, that's what killed me.
Listen. So here's the story. You know what I'm saying? Like, so it was, we were trying to, like at work, they were trying to boost morale, right? So, of course, you get like a pizza party. Like, that's their number one go-to. Right. But they had like different themed days, and like that particular day was like twin day. Gotcha. And they was like, yo, we should fuck them up and make it triplet day.
Oh, gotcha. Oh, that's right.
Yeah. And I don't own a black vest, so I ain't gonna tell you who, but somebody was like, yeah, I got three black vests.
Burning. That sound like burning.
Of yeah. course.
That of gotta course. Be burning.
Yeah, so we out there at the black vest, and people are like, oh, like all day. It was crazy.
Oh, man. Wow. Y'all was shutting it down all day. Y'all had no idea y'all was going to pull up on set and it was about to become a whole joint.
Right, and be a part of something.
Yeah, that joint was classic, yo. I could not make that up if I wanted to. I couldn't make that up.
That was fun. That was funny.
And it was fun to do because the boys had on, and Vernon, it really killed me with Vernon because he came in with a duffel bag and he was ready to change. He couldn't wait to get out that damn
club. Right.
He couldn't wait. He was like, anybody in the room? I was like, hold on for a second. Hold up.
He's like, what
y'all talk? What's going on? I was like, nah, we about to use this, B. Nah, hold on for a second. He was ready too. Was ready to change. He y'all, whatever y'all was doing all day, he was over it.
Yeah.
That one came straight in talking about, yo, who in the room? Like, that's crazy. But we got so many of these joints. That's what I'm talking about.
I know.
Like, and man, yo, I can't, like, even some of them, when I go back and look at them again, I'm like, damn, y'all, I can't believe we did it like this in one take and nobody bust out laughing, like,
yeah, I rewatched the one with me and Kev. I think it was the drunk TMI.
Oh yeah.
Yo, that shit. I wish we could have got to what he was actually talking about, because that shit would have that would have made it so much more funny. But we couldn't even get to that point of what he was actually talking about.
No, because just the way y'all was setting it up was really perfect for too much information. Like it was really, it was perfect. I was like, oh god. But the one that you and CJ did about the shirt, about the tight shirts.
Yeah.
Oh, that shit was funny.
You, oh, I wish you could play that one. You didn't even see that one yet.
That shit was
funny.
That joint had me cry. And Kev was sitting there like, I don't know what you mean. I was trying my best not to break character. I was holding my breath. Man, look, that's the hardest thing to do is not to break character, yo. And then she was mad, like she was
like
really
mad, man.
She was mad.
She was like,
yo,
boy,
she like, ain't this your boy? Ain't this your boy? You better get him. You better get him. That was the argument about nothing. Yo, that drink was crazy, yo.
That is so funny.
Listen, I'm going to have to share. You know what? I'm going to share that with y'all in the group chat because I got it on the channel. I just got it hidden until it's ready to release. So I'll share that in the group chat with y'all because some of them, like, you know, we'll show some unreleased stuff maybe another time, but I want to kind of make sure people go out there and check these joints out too because these joints is classic, man. And we got a lot.
The joint that was classic was the what's the one that me and Kev, I think it was the first time me and Kev worked together, and I called him a forehead toy soldier.
That was the Get Out joint.
Get Out part two.
Hold on, let me see if I can find Get Out real quick.
That's the first time me and Kev worked together, and then you gotta pay the joint when I first came on set. I know what the fuck to do. They was like, do this, and I was like, all right.
That was actually my first scene. That Get Out that we did.
Was the Get Out joint?
We're not about to look crazy. Man, we already look crazy, man, with the premier speaker.
There's nothing wrong with the speaker, man.
Yo, man, look. Son.
Yeah, man.
Man, you sure this is going to work, man?
Yeah, man, I got to get my girl back, man. I got to get her back. This is it. This is it. This is it. Look.
Why am I in there looking crazy, man?
And we got this, man. We can't go wrong, man. I got the speaker, man.
Go ahead, man.
Let's do this, man.
Damn, it's not enough on TV. Someone is really coming through my door.
Man, I got to do this, man. It's my girl, man.
Hey, man. Yo, I'm not about to be looking goofy for this.
Bro, ain't nobody out here looking goofy.
Oh, hell no. Oh, man. Get out. Get out right now. And then you had a nerve to bring your trusty sidekick in here to get out now, Kevin.
You know what? I'm gonna do what I came to do.
I told you, Kevin. I told you
this. Kevin. Nah, listen. This is gonna work, bro. It's gonna work.
What the hell is gonna work, Kevin? You stand up here looking like a little bald toy soldier. You and your fucking friend. I need both of you to get your shit and go. Why are you in it, Kevin?
I'm in here.
I told you before we got here. I'm not.
Listen, this is gonna work. She's doing all that now. I guarantee you she's gonna come back.
Yo, man. All right, yo.
I ain't doing this for nothing.
Yo, this is crazy, dude. I can't believe I'm over here.
This is a boombox.
She said, "What is it, a boombox?" Bring your thumbs in.
Man, this is the dumbest shit, man. Dumb can't believe you got me doing this, man.
Cut it off.
Man, it's working. Hold on.
Cut it off now.
Yo, that was dope as fuck.
Yo, get that speaker. Get the speaker.
Listen to your phone.
Get the speaker.
Get it. Come on.
That's
whole another dude up in here, man. I told you this wasn't a good idea, B. Come on, man.
Come on, kid, play. Go.
Come on.
Call us kid, play.
Really, babe?
You try?
What? You goofy, too.
Yeah.
Oh, Lord, I don't. I'll fuck with that.
Classic.
And that's when you was heavy on like cut and you'll have different cameras.
Yeah.
It was like three damn cameras set up. Like,
yeah.
Nah, way too much going on. I had way too much going on, man. I had boom mics. Way too much stuff going on, man. But now it's so simple now with the little lapel mics and all that now. Everything is just so simple now. But that was different. And I needed my glasses then because some of that shit was blurry. You know, and I kind of think about it, yo. Chill out, CJ. Don't do that, yo. But what I'm noticing now is that I'm so glad that things are different now. You know,
like what?
And all of it, because you know, it's all a growth. Like it's all like
progression.
You know, we go from doing those multi-camera, multi-angle joints being all difficult to like,
It wasn't difficult. I like that way. But it's okay.
It wasn't difficult, but it wasn't editing.
It was your editing skills. That's it.
I had to. Whatever, y'all. I'm about to explain myself on top of that hate. It's just your skills, sir. It's user error, sir. I don't even try to blame it on you. Yo, but y'all know how it is, man. So for all y'all that's watching, man, definitely we appreciate y'all jumping in and out. For all the people that's listening or have listened tonight, we apologize that y'all can only hear it. But it's cool. Y'all know what to do, man. A lot of these, we did say the names too, so y'all could go on the channel Team Collective TV and look at it yourself. But like as always, we appreciate all y'all who jump in and out on the live streams and check us out. So before we go, y'all know we got to run it around. What y'all got going on and what's coming up? You know what I'm saying? So whoever want to start first, let's do it.
Tomorrow I got a self-care event on Facebook, 7:30 p.m. Eastern. Follow me on Facebook and check it out. I'm doing some journaling experiences with a team of people. Shit's about to be dope starting June 5th. Self-compassion. I'm just out here living a dream.
That's dope. So what you're doing tomorrow, right? You said tomorrow. Is it going to be recorded where there's a playback for people just in case they don't catch it?
It's going to be live on Facebook. So, yeah, they could catch the replay.
Okay, bet. Yeah, so for those of y'all that's watching tonight, if y'all will jump on tomorrow, check it out. If not, it will be a playback. Just follow her on Facebook and then go check it out. You know what I'm saying? Double support, y'all. All right, what you got, C-Double?
So you know what it is. Every Tuesday, go to www.preview.career. It's an AI job matchmaking algorithm that we'll be using to help with job placement. Of course, if you want to know more information, go sign up for the waiting list and we'll be able to send you all information available.
There you go, yo. Y'all know what to do. And then y'all looking for a job, looking to relocate, looking to put it together. This is what it is, yo. We talked about it a lot of times, man. AI is the new wave. It's a lot of ways that it could hurt people if it's used the wrong way, but it's definitely a way that it could be used for the right way to turn people from where they are into where they need to be. You know what I'm saying? So you could definitely become a millionaire, if not more, by tapping into the resources that AI provides if you just use it for the right reason. Like we talked about a few shows ago, they got some stuff out here that's going to be, it's going to be detrimental. But if you guys can navigate through it and figure out a way to use it positively, it'll be dope. So check her out, yo. Say the name again, CJ.
Preview,
y'all. AI job matchmaking system. Oh, no. Sorry. Algorithm. So y'all make sure y'all check that out. Follow her to get more information. Get on that waiting list. Kev, what you got going on, Kev?
I guess the biggest thing that's upcoming, I'm co-hosting Cody's single release party.
On the 30th, right?
Yeah, 30th rooftop joint. You know what I'm saying? We're going to do it big. So definitely y'all come out, support. And I got some other things in the works, but I can't talk about that yet.
Yeah. I know how that go. And the 30th, June 30th, right?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. I'll be around we'll come out there and check y'all out, man. Definitely, as far as me, we got a lot of content dropping. I got 5 on it in June. We got 2 different spots. We're in Roanoke Rapids on the 23rd, and then the 24th, we're in Middlesex, North Carolina. We have a year anniversary joint at a Black-owned establishment. It's a restaurant. It's called Stancil's Lounge. We've been out there for a year so far. So that actual weekend would make it exactly 365 days at the exact. So we that not that we did it 365 times, but y'all know what I mean, right? You know what I'm saying? So, which is really dope, man. And I appreciate all the comics that always come out, man, and all the people that come out, man, because we haven't had a show yet where the comics didn't have people that they had an audience in front of them to give them that feedback that they're looking for. You know how comics got to draw off that energy. So I appreciate all the people that come out to the comedy shows, because I get it, man. You know, comedy is subjective and everybody ain't funny. I mean, let's just be completely honest. But the good thing is, though, the majority of the people that come out to our platforms, they really do be funny. And it's dope, man. So I appreciate everybody that come out and rock with us, man. What else we got going on? Oh, the Beyond the Stars fashion pop-up is coming up in August. But anybody that's looking to be a model or a vendor or anything like that, just contact me. I get you some information for those of y'all that want to participate. It's not until August, but y'all want to jump on and get some things going on, that'd be crazy. What else going on with me? It's a whole lot, but some of the things we definitely can't talk about right now, but then there's a lot of things coming. So double salute to all of y'all that's supporting everything we do. For all y'all that's watching the content and sharing it and commenting and liking, that's super dope. I appreciate y'all. And we're just going to keep it going, man. One thing we're not going to do is stop, y'all. So shout out to the crew. Any of y'all got any last words before we go?
No, I got some other shit cooking up, but I'm going to hold off on that one.
So. Oh, yeah, definitely. But whenever you're ready, you know what to do, man. We always got the platform open for us, man. Make sure we let the people know what we got going on, for real.
Of course.
All right. Well, without further ado, I appreciate y'all as always, you know what I'm saying, for jumping on and rocking out with me. I will see y'all next time on set, if not before that. Other than that, you know what I'm saying, y'all make sure y'all keep it down, man. Hold it down. And all y'all out there that's watching and listening, we really appreciate y'all. I just want y'all to know that, all right? So y'all have a good night. Don't hurt nobody out there. Double salute. And don't forget, if you don't believe in yourself, nobody else will.